I'm Austin Meek with Waco Business News, and you're listening to Downtown Depot, where we track the ins and outs of Waco business. My guest today is Mackenzie Assisi, owner of Milk Bottle Cookies. She talks about how she used to drive around with three kids delivering cookies until midnight, the welcoming nature of downtown business owners, and the plans for the grand opening of her store happening tomorrow. Welcome to Downtown Depot.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So what has you in Waco?
My husband actually brought us to Waco. He had an opportunity with Baylor. He worked for Vivint Security. We all love summer sales, people knocking on our doors. That was my husband. And so we came to Waco. And I noticed that there wasn't any sort of like cookie companies here. And I've always loved cookies. So I put a picture up on Instagram and it took. People kept on asking me, is this local? Is this local? Where can I get this cookie? And Milk Bottle was born.
So when was this? Your first Instagram post?
It will be 4 years in September.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So what were some of the other things that struck you when you first moved to Waco 4 years ago? There wasn't the cookie brands that you were assuming there would be. What else did you feel like the city was missing or interesting things that the city had that you hadn't banked on?
The mountains. When I first got here, I was like, holy crap, like, what did we do? Like, coming from Utah, that's where I'm from, is Utah. Like, I was like, everything is so flat here. Everything is so spread out here. I missed my mountains, and that's the first thing I noticed for sure. I was pretty bummed when I first got here.
Had you grown up in Utah, or you just been living there as an adult?
Mm-mm. Born and raised in Utah, yeah.
And did you grow up baking?
Yeah, my whole life. My whole family, like I am Mexican, I am Italian, and that's what we all do. We just eat and drink and cry. And so that's, we just always, we baked, you know, Christmas time, we have candy, we bake candy, we bake cookies and cakes and all of the things. And so pretty much my base of my cookies are all family recipes and just kind of like to the extreme now, you know. I've always baked.
Had you done baking as a business prior to starting Milk Bottle or just been a hobby for you?
Just a hobby, yeah.
And you moved to Waco about 4 years ago. You realize there's a vacuum in this area that you think that you can stick your nose in and make some noise in. So you decide, hey, I'm going to bake a cookie and post a picture on Instagram. But then you realize quickly that a business is a lot more than just an Instagram page. What were some of those early findings for you?
I didn't think that it was like something I could stick my nose in, actually. Like, I just thought I really wanted to do this in Utah. And then the cookie business was just super saturated in Utah. And so I was like, crap, I missed my mark in Utah. I had a young baby, you know, I had just had my 5-year-old now. When I got here, I didn't know anybody. So that's the only reason I put something on Instagram is because nobody knew me. And if I failed, nobody would know. And so I wouldn't feel stupid and I could just go on with my life, you know? And so that's the only reason why I put it out there. I'm not thinking that I could be sucked in and know what I was doing or anything like that at all. I didn't know anything about business at all.
And were you surprised by the reaction that you got? Like people immediately saying, whoa, this is incredible. I want some of this.
Yeah. Like I was like, what did I do? Yeah, for sure.
A lot of people fall into business ownership and they weren't planning on it, but you try something, it clearly works. And then you decide, okay, I'm just going to figure out the other parts that I need. What were some of those other parts for you? So obviously you knew how to bake. Obviously, you knew how to start an Instagram profile and be accommodating and welcoming socially. But what were the next steps for you when you decided, hey, this really could and should be something that the public can interact with?
I think it was like more or less like setting up your website, of course. We decided to deliver So our we decided on Cookie Sunday. So Sunday was our only days that I didn't have kids. You know, I didn't have that my husband could watch our kids. You know, I could just sit and bake all day and he could watch our three girls. So our first Sunday, we were delivering our kids in the back seat from 3 till I think we were out until midnight our first Sunday. And we had so many deliveries. Like, our whole back seat was just full. You know, our kids sitting in the back seat, they ate lunch and dinner in our back seat, you know, Wendy's, and it just was, it was that for the first, like, 3 months. You know, we had Cookie Sunday, you know, time to order your cookies, it's Cookie Sunday, get it done. And that's what I wasn't prepared for. Printing stickers out of your printer at home, you know, like how to figure out how to align your sticker into a sticker circle. I don't know, just the weirdest stuff that you're like, how do I do this stuff? I don't know. It was odd.
Where did you get the idea for what you wanted Milk Bottle to look like? Like, the cookies themselves are really big, chunky cookies. You have your distinct packaging. Did that come about after multiple iterations, or did you know from the beginning, this is what I want it to look like when someone gets a Milk Bottle cookie?
I think from me myself, I know exactly what, like, to decide on like a shirt. I know exactly what I want. And it's like, this is it. Let's go. I'm ready to go. You know, I'm a very precise person. I have a very small range of colors that I like. And obviously it's a very neutral, masculine situation. With Milk Bottle, I knew I wanted to kind of bring it back to when your mom used to make you a cookie, that it was, my mom used to scoop it with spoons, that you, you know, used to take the two spoons and scoop it and then like take the other spoon and like take it off the spoon. So it was like a big, huge, like scoop, you know? And so when I pictured these cookies, I wanted them to look like how my mom's looked. And so that's where the big chunky cookie look came from. Of course, we use scoops now, you know, not spoons. And so that's where that look came from. And then the Milk Bottle, I wanted the industrial look. I wanted the masculine look. People think of bakeries and stuff like that, and they think of the frilly and the pink and that kind of stuff. And that's just not my personality. Like, you know, I like whiskey and I like it very clean and very cold and, you know, metals and stuff like that. And that's just my personality. And so I wanted to just do something completely different on that take of a bakery.
Can you eat a cookie without a glass of milk?
That's where milk bottle came from. It's because my husband will not eat a cookie without a glass of milk. And it drives me nuts.
It definitely seems like the best way to eat a cookie.
Definitely.
You have the cold. I mean, I'm a whole milk guy, so you got like a cold milk that's almost like a milkshake. Got a warm cookie. You can feel those chocolate chips just sort of gooing and melting. Yeah, that's a magic alchemy. So was part of your shtick when you were doing these Sunday deliveries that you were also delivering milk, or it was just cookies?
Just cookies, yeah. Yeah, we didn't even have I didn't even have the brain capacity to even think about adding milk to it. I didn't even know where to even what do we do? Do we take a cooler? It was a lot. For sure.
Well, your business, Milk Bottle Cookies, has grown a ton since you started this about 4 years ago doing those Sunday deliveries. And no business in Waco makes it without the support of other local businesses. There's so much collaboration that happens in our community here in Waco. Who are some of the individuals or businesses that Milk Bottle has partnered with, or that you've done pop-ups with, or folks who have given you advice that have been particularly helpful for you over the last couple of years?
I think literally everybody. You can go to Steph from Black Daisy. She has taken me in. My first interaction with her was I said yes to this Christmas pop-up in China Spring High School. It was probably one of my first shows. And I cut up little cookies as samplers, you know, And Steph walked over to me and she's like, I heard your cookies were kind of good. And I was like, you know, yeah, they're kind of good, you know. And she tried it and she's like, whoa, these are really good. You know, she was kind of snotty at first, to be honest with you. Steph, I love you. But yeah. And so from then on, like, she was always like, hey, do you want to come set up shop? Do you want to come set up with me? You know, like, she was always asking me to do stuff. Hey, I'm going to set up here. Try and put in for this shop or this market or this, you know. She was always leading me, you know, and it helped me so much. So definitely Steph from Black Daisy. There's literally Ashley from Bolt. Bolt's not open anymore, but she was amazing. I was always at her shop. Hannah Bro from Hannah Bro Design, like she does all of my graphic design. She's literally like blown my mind with everything that she has. I don't even know, everybody has shown me so much love. I don't have anybody that it, like, you can go to the farmer's market and literally I can go down every person and say, they've helped me here. They've helped me here. You can go to anybody and say, can you help me with this? Or how do I do this? And everybody is willing to help you. Everybody.
Do you think that you would have experienced that same level of welcome had you started Milk Bottle in Utah?
Not at all. Like, there's not even a question. I get that asked that question all the time. Like, I love Utah and I never want to like talk bad about Utah. But the reason why there's so many good ideas that come from Utah is because everyone is in competition in Utah with each other. You know what I mean? Like, there's the community, the sense of community here in Waco. It's incredible. Like, people are here to grow together. Like, I can't describe it. It gives me chills to talk about it because everyone is so in love with each other here. It's so touching. I love it.
Where were you guys living in Utah?
We were in Utah County in Orem. So yeah, like in the bubble.
Okay. So that's like the heart of Mormon culture,
yes.
Mormon country.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys Mormon?
We are not.
Okay.
No.
So was that a difficult thing living in that area, not as Mormons? Is that maybe one reason why you didn't feel excited about starting a business there?
No, I think because growing up, I was never LDS. I wasn't, my best friends were, and yes, it was difficult. People weren't allowed to come to my house growing up. My mom baptized me for people to come to my house and stuff like that. I wasn't allowed to play with friends. It was a weird, weird situation, but.
So because you were not Latter-day Saints, you were not allowed to play with certain friends.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but I don't know. Maybe because I grew up, it wasn't, I don't know.
And is that something that your husband and you consciously decided with our three girls that we have, we want them to be in a more inclusive environment? We don't want to raise them here their whole lives?
I think with his job, because this is his ninth year in Summer Cells. He actually quit Summer Cells last year and now has a solar company here called Pure Energy. But with that, we have gone all over the United States. So I think we've never really talked about it, to be honest with you. It's never really come up. It's just never really come up, you know? Yeah.
You're hearing from Mackenzie Assisi. Mackenzie is the owner of Milk Bottle Cookies. She moved here from Utah and tomorrow is opening the very first Milk Bottle Cookies location in Waco, a physical presence. So you did the mobile thing for a while, bringing people their cookies. When did you start to realize that having a storefront is actually something that's attainable for me and works with my business model?
When we were at my home, people started lining up in front of my house in my neighborhood. People started sitting on my couch waiting for cookies to come out of my oven. And then at that point, I was like, okay, we're moving into a commissary. So we were in commissaries for, 2.5 years? And then finally I was like, okay, we're doing it. Like, let's just do it. And if we fail, we fail.
So a commissary, for those who don't know, is just a commercial kitchen that you're required if you're going to be putting your food out to do it in a commercial kitchen. And so you get to the point where maybe I'm paying $500 a month to rent this commercial kitchen. For $1,000 a month, I could have a store that has a kitchen inside of it. So at some point, it makes sense you have your own kitchen.
Right, right. So yeah, so we took the plunge and we built out a kitchen and now it's Milk Bottle.
So this is right in the heart of downtown. It's next to Milo and Bloom Flowers and Splendid Oaks Chocolates. The address is 218 South 11th Street, right across from Balcones, too. An amazing little corner that you guys have cooking up there. When you first saw the space two-ish years ago, this was just rundown, kind of warehousey stuff. What did it look like then, and what can customers expect now?
This is so funny. So when we first moved here and we started looking around locations, because we've always wanted a storefront, we looked at the space and I was like, this is the coolest space. Like before, like Union Hall was all built out. Like we looked down there and it was amazing. I love the aesthetic of it. I love the brick. I love it all. And then when we went and looked back, it was in a completely open warehouse. It had a weird safe in the middle of the warehouse. But now it's beautiful. The story behind the brick actually is that there were all of these brick houses down there. And when they tore down these brick houses, these homes that people lived in, that is the brick that built all of these buildings. So we're actually like baking home-cooked cookies in a home-baked, you know, like, building, which is pretty cool, I think.
So you like the design aesthetic of it. You also love the history and the heart behind the building.
Yeah.
What does having a physical space allow you to do with the business that you weren't able to do mobily?
I can say yes. Like, I can finally say it was always, I'm sorry, we're not open, or you know, in a commercial kitchen, we're allowed like 11 to 3, you know, like we rent hours from somebody. Now I can say, yeah, I can go in at 4 a.m. if I want to and bake 15 cakes if I want to, or, you know, 25 cookies at any time. I can go in and turn that key and make somebody's day. You know, I can finally say yes to people, which is incredible for me. To go in and to just have a kitchen that I don't have to like shove everything into a corner and like make sure everything's spotless. You know, I could leave a dish in the sink and not worry that the person I'm running for thinks I'm lazy or, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's such a freeing experience. It's crazy.
A space of your own.
Yeah.
Is that one reason why you decided not to move into the food hall, just because that was a big shared experience there? You wanted to have your own space?
No, I think that we were going for a completely different vibe than the food hall.
I always wonder, with folks like you who didn't have the business background before you got here, I don't know if you studied business in school. You're saying that you did not. that's okay. I didn't either. And I always wonder how folks like us actually learn how to do things. And for a dummy like me, it's mostly trial and error. But for smarter people, and I'm guessing someone like you, you can actually listen to podcasts or you can have conversations with other people and you can pick up best practices from them. What are the ways that you have improved as a business owner? Like, what are tips that you use or tricks that you've learned? How have you learned that, and how is it changing Milk Bottle for the better?
I think my biggest fault is definitely not asking for help. Like, I want, even like asking my husband for help. Like, he has a thriving business and I'm like, nope, I'm going to figure it out for myself. So I've definitely fallen on my face a couple of times and run myself ragged. And I think now I'm finally saying, okay, like, how can I figure this out? Or, hey, can you help me with this? Or, how do I do this? Asking fellow, you know, small businesses, how did you do this? Or how did you do this on Instagram? Or that type of stuff. Finally asking somebody to help me because I can't do it. or hiring a manager. You know, trusting somebody with my business is a huge thing. To disperse tasks in my business is so hard for me, and not to micromanage. You know what I mean? That's a huge thing for me too. So to finally like say, hey, okay, you can take on this, you know, like to not just, and then not feel bad for them to do it. Cause then I feel bad. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry that you have to do that. I'll just do it, you know, to just say, okay, you can do that, you know?
What people often refer to as mom guilt, were, and really this would be for whatever parent is doing most of the child rearing, but you feel bad when your kid goes to daycare because you're like, oh no, I'm not there for my kid. But really, your kid needs to go there to develop and to learn, and probably needs to have other perspective but yours. It's the same thing with business ownership, where you get this guilt complex that someone else is washing the dishes and not you. But ultimately, you have to graduate to working on your business rather than working in it.
Right.
And it was probably hard to see when these cookies need to get delivered. I've got three kids in the back. I'm the only one who can really do this. I wouldn't want to subject anyone else to delivering cookies at midnight. But now that you have the physical space, you're able to probably more clearly see the ways that you should be working on the business rather than in it. What are some of those ways that you need to work on the business?
I think that
Or maybe things that you're very happy to put off onto the employees that you're going to hire so that you can focus on other facets.
I think, like I said, maybe like hiring like a front manager, you know, giving these people more responsibility that they do want, you know. I hired a front end manager. I hired a back end manager, and to give them the responsibility because they're ready for it. Like they want this, you know, they're working for this because they love the company. They love the responsibility, you know, they get paid more. And they're excited to help, you know, and that helps me. And then to just be able to pick up my kids from school, you know, just this little task that kind of takes off this load for me to do something that helps me do something I love, like pick up my kids from school, where in turn I don't feel bad or maybe hold resentment against Milk Bottle, you know what I mean? Which makes me love Milk Bottle. You know, something, I don't know. I think it's super important to still do something that you love that's not just about your small business. Like, it, especially when you have kids. I have three kids. I'm still a mom. I'm still a wife. I still have a family. And sometimes doing a small business, you get lost. Like, you get so lost. And it can feel like heavy, and I mean, you're trying to like do everything at once, and well, you don't just take 2 seconds and because like I said, you always want to say yes, you always want to do everything because you're trying to build this awesome brand, and you're trying to like build it to like as big as a mountain, and you forget all of this right here, you know, that why you're trying to build this brand and why you're trying to do this small business is all right here. And so really, like, to pick up my kids is so important to me, you know? And so to have a managers to do the schedule or to do this, to be able to pick up the kids makes me happy with Milk Bottle. And it's just this weird circle. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
One thing that I've heard about from a lot of small business owners right now is that they're having a hard time finding good employees. Partially because a lot of folks have had government benefits and they don't really want to go back to that 725, 750 an hour job. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is, when you're laying out your sales, you can't afford to pay everybody $20 an hour, even if you think that the work deserves it. How have you been navigating that when you were hiring these managers?
I've done this from the beginning. We do once every 2 months, or maybe even once a month, we get together outside of Milk Bottle. All the employees get together. We do like a dinner. We do, last month we went out, by the lake. We do something outside of Milk Bottle where we can like look at each other and not talk about work. We can laugh together, something that we can get the morale up. Just just where we can connect, where it's just not about milk bottle. I think that helps. Go have a glass of wine together, you know, just something like that, I think helps the situation. You know what I mean?
So you're not having hiring issues with the store? Like, there's people who want to work and they want to be there? And
Yeah, I think that I've kept a lot of the same employees, but we just have barely started hiring, you know, like we've been in a small commissary. So I can't really like speak on that yet because this is our first time, you know? So right now we're just new at that.
That's great. Well, opportunities abound with Milk Bottle Cookies. Their new store on 11th Street, 218 11th, is going to be opening tomorrow for the grand opening. So what is this day going to look like?
I hope it looks good. It will be. So we start at 5 p.m. Come in. We will have giveaways. We will have free swag.
So first 25 customers get a free T-shirt. Mm-hmm. First 50 customers receive a free cookie card. The first 100 customers receive a chance to win free cookies for a year.
Yes. Yes. So all of that. And then just hang out. Let's eat cookies. There will be free drinks. You can get, we have chocolate milk, pink milk, all the milk situations. We have an awesome cookie lineup. It's going to be awesome.
What is the last thing that you want listeners to remember about Milk Bottle and about you? What makes you guys different? Why should they come and check y'all out?
I think what makes us different is our product. People are asking me, like, are you going to have, like, a DJ? Are you going to have, like, you know, what? And I was like, I ordered some, like, a balloon garland. You know, like, I want the cookies to speak for themselves. Like, I'm not an over-the-top person. I want my product to speak for themselves. We make our cookies the morning of. Anything that's left over, we will have ice cream when our pints come in. They are on back order. But any product that is on, that is at the end of the night, will be mixed into a vanilla base and a chocolate base, and then you will have a milk bottle cookie ice cream. So everything is made fresh. We do not pre-make anything. We do not save anything overnight. So our product speaks for itself. That's all I want them to remember.
Well, I am so proud of you. I am always excited to see new businesses opening up in downtown, and particularly seeing the mobile go to a brick and mortar. It's really exciting. I'm going to be there tomorrow.
Yes.
I can't wait to get a cookie and try one. And Mackenzie Assisi is the owner of Milk Bottle Cookies. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again to Mackenzie Assisi of Milk Bottle Cookies for sharing her story, and to you for listening to episode 110 of Downtown Depot here on Waco Public Radio. Find me in between episodes on Instagram and Facebook at Waco Business News, and catch us back here on the first Friday of September for another conversation with one of Waco's small business owners, civic leaders, and engaged citizens sparking the city's revitalization. I'm your host, Austin Meek, and you've been listening to Downtown Depot, where we track the ins and outs of Waco business.